Did I remember to say, wake up, sleeple? Yes, I did. Princess Wee coined that term, sleeple. I was bitching like I do every 3 days about people who call everybody else sheeple. I must see 50 times a day in the internet flame war columns and at the bottom of all the news articles, wake up, sheeple. God, can't they think of something more original? It comes off like, wake up, sheeple, bah, you're all the same, sheeple. And they're all saying that. The first time I heard that used as an insult, sheeple, I think it was Chaz Smith's radio show in the early 90s. And I thought it was pretty clever the first time I heard it. 25 years later, and all the sheeple are calling each other sheeple. Gee, that's a great advancement. Okay, we did the early days of natural philosophy. That's what they called science before they thought of the word science. We didn't cover where little subgeniuses come from. And this will be just perfect. I may have done this one last year under the title, Why Sex Feels Good and Pain Hurts. It's sad that we have to explain stuff like that, isn't it? Now, if you don't believe some of these creatures, some people think they're mythical. But if you go up to Caffeina's, you'll see that they sell maps of Wisteria that show where you can find these very species of animals. But this is where little subgeniuses come from. Now, if y'all aren't married yet, you better not try this. Now, wasn't there somebody here who needed to get married? They wanted to try it, so they need to get married. Right, Reverend Anacron and Marie. If there is anyone here who objects to the binding of these two in wedded bliss, I don't want to hear about it. Go away. Just shut up. I'm a holy man and you're married now. Now shake on it and say, it's a deal. I do. This is a 24-hour marriage. Luckily, this is a short-duration marriage. You know, Bob is a short-duration personal savior. We do everything keeping in mind the built-in obsolescence. So anyway, for the next 24 hours, you will still be without sin when you do this stuff to make little baby subgeniuses. Are there any children here? Oh, I guess I really do need to explain where little baby subgeniuses come from. Okay, I won't be able to play this one on the radio. When a face-fucking bat attacks a male Yeti subgenius and ejaculates its poisoned sperm down his throat, and the Yeti is not promptly treated with face-fucking bat sperm antidote pudding, it must find a prairie squid to fuck or it will die. When a bat sperm-infected Yeti male fucks a prairie squid, the prairie squid empties him out like a man-shaped condom, leaving only the undamaged skin lying on a heap upon the ground. The prairie squid stores and mutates the Yeti sperm and ejaculates it into a female Yeti on not infrequent occasions. The prairie squid mutated Yeti sperm swims up the tubes and impregnates the female's entire lifetime supply of eggs all at once, transforming her into a vast egg bag with a little human torso on one end. The thousands of prairie squid mutated Yeti sperm impregnated Yeti eggs hatch out into thousands of face-fucking bats who seek Yeti to face rape, etc. This isn't about where baby subgeniuses come from. This is about where face-fucking bats come from. God, no wonder there aren't more baby subgeniuses and there's so damn many face-fucking bats. Oh, one hint, friends. If you stand on the hilltop up there waiting for those bats with your antidote pudding, Do us a favor and make sure that antidote pudding is in a plastic jar so that you don't, like, drop it and break it when the bat wraps itself around your face and starts doing you know. And, yes, I'm leaving myself time for one last rant at the end, but I wanted to do, like, a Q&A. Those are always fun. But I am losing my hearing, and I'm going to buy a Wii U before I buy a hearing aid. So if you're going to ask me a question, you have to come right up here and yell it in my face. Reverend Ben, you can yell real loud.
What did I get myself into?
What did I get myself into? Asks the newly ordained subgenius. Wouldn't you like to have to ask yourself that question, friends? I know you would. And the best times of your life are when you woke up the next day going, what have I gotten myself into? And the next thing you know, 10 months later, there's a bunch of little baby subgeniuses running around. Go figure. Anybody else have a question? Mervin.
I have to translate back and forth.
Why are you?
Why are you? That would spell you, right? Why are you? You, or I suppose it could be pronounced Iru. Iru. I am just another robot like everybody else, but I'm the robot that's been programmed to tell everybody that they're a bunch of robots. But they're programmed to pay very little attention to that, and I don't blame them, because what are we going to do about it anyway, being robots? I got up this morning, just before we came down here, to set up the sales table over there. I looked at the internet news to see if that horrible battle between the humans had been decided, the Zimmerman trial. And it hadn't been. But I noticed that the Texas legislature had gotten back together and gone ahead and passed that bill that's a disguised anti-abortion bill. And poor State Senator Wendy Davis, the new subgenius saint, had to sit there and watch it happen. I don't know if everybody here knows about what happened in Texas. Senator Wendy Davis, did a 13-hour filibuster to prevent this abortion bill from going through, and the Republicans found a way to disqualify her about half an hour before the deadline was up, but the civilian witnesses in the building chanted shame, shame, shame at the Republicans so loud that it obstructed the thing, the Republicans did what they wanted to do anyway. I'm not going to tell anybody what's the good guys and what's the bad guys, because I really don't understand how the world should be run all that great myself. But I do know that, okay, I've been standing here for almost an hour. She had to do that for 13 hours without peeing. Now, I've got this little jar here. I've been able to pee 6 times while I was doing it. You couldn't even tell, could you? Well, she didn't have a pulpit. In fact, they brought her a back brace to help her stand up because it was, you know, it hurts. And they disqualified that. So you notice I'm not in a huge hurry to move back to Texas. But I wouldn't be surprised if in about 4 years they're calling her Governor Wendy Davis, and then I might move back at least during the winter. And so that, since I didn't get any more Q's and A's, now don't be shy. By the way, you know, if anybody wants to, like, have a conversation with Princess Wee herself or Reverend Stang himself, we're fairly approachable, especially if you talk to us at the sales table. But we'll be around for the rest of Starwood for sure, and we're always down at the bonfire. They used to have Princess Wee and me lead the bonfire lighting parade. They did that 2 years in a row, but they learned their lesson. Don't put a subgenius in the front, because they will lose their way and just kind of meander off to wherever the nearest smell of dead skunk is. I don't know why that is. They always seem to go that way.